Good afternoon, a beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England with abundant sunshine and comfortably cool temperatures. Readings will continue to climb into the middle and upper 60s on average for afternoon highs. High pressure is in control of the weather today. It'll keep it dry through the evening and overnight period, even as a front slides in from southern Canada. The front has some clouds associated with it, but very little, if any, in the way of precipitation. So we may wake up tomorrow morning with some clouds around, and temperatures will drop down into the 40s for overnight lows. As the front washes out and slides off to the south, we will have a return to sunshine during the day tomorrow. A little bit cooler behind the front, tomorrow afternoon's highs will be in the middle 60s. A new high-pressure center will then build in from the north and provide us with quite a chill on Thursday night and Friday morning, with many locations back into the 30s, even some areas of frost by Friday morning. And this will set us up for a comfortably cool but sunny Friday afternoon with highs in the lower to middle 60s. On the backside of this high, we'll begin a southwesterly wind flow, which will push us back up into the seasonable average 70s for the day on Saturday. There is the risk of a shower as that milder air flows in, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds. A few scattered showers or thunderstorms on Sunday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds and even milder in the mid-70s before a cool front moves through Sunday night and Monday. Again, we run the chance of a shower or thunderstorm with that front, pushing temperatures back down in the 60s for highs to start next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, flash flood watches remain in effect for a large part of the southwestern United States as Tropical Storm Odile continues to track northeast over the northern Gulf of California. While winds are still at 50 miles per hour, rain is going to be the biggest hazard going forward. Rainfall amounts of 6 to 12 inches with isolated maximum totals of around 18 inches in parts of northwestern Mexico are likely. These rains will result in life-threatening flash floods and mudslides. And moisture out ahead of Odile is expected to produce rainfall amounts of 3 to 6 inches with isolated totals of 9 inches across southeastern parts of Arizona and southwestern New Mexico, possibly even extending into western Texas through Friday. These rains could also result in life-threatening flash floods. And Hurricane Edward is now weakening over the central Atlantic Ocean about 575 miles east-northeast of Bermuda. Edward is moving toward the northeast near 20 miles per hour and is expected to accelerate toward the northeast and east-northeast through tonight. Maximum sustained winds remain near 90 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gradual weakening is forecast through tonight, followed by more rapid weakening tomorrow. Edward is expected to lose hurricane intensity on Thursday. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 degrees at Riverside, Saugus, Woodland Hills, and OJ, California, to a low of 26 at Doe Lake, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the lower 70s, Boston sunny in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the mid-60s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 72 degrees, the average low, 51. The record high, 89, set in 1942, and the record low, 32, in 1959. Sunrise this morning was at 6:37 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:02 p.m., 12 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs in the mid-60s, becoming mostly cloudy tonight, with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny today with highs in the mid-60s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today with highs in the upper 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning clouds giving way to sunshine on the cooler side of average again, mid-60s. Sunny but cool on Friday, lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, milder Saturday with the chance of a shower, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, a few scattered showers or thunderstorms possible in the mid-70s. Back to the upper 60s with a chance of showers or thunderstorms Monday. And a mix of sun and clouds and cooler on Tuesday with highs in the lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.